Hi and welcome back to India at 70 here at Itihas. Today we are going to talk about a particular event that created quite a storm in India's recent socio-political discourse. Let me go back a bit to the year 2011. That is the time when I was working in a TV news channel. And this particular event was quite hot then. Every day there would be a news or two about this. When it was a full-blown monsoon here in Maharashtra, issues were burning in Delhi. Anna Hazare, Arvind Kejriwal, Kiran Bedi, Prashant Bhushan all became quite household names thanks to the consistent talks in media about the Lokpal issue. Things reached its peak when the India Against Corruption movement became very, very strong, gathered tremendous fan following, and for some time it looked like Lokpal is the only issue of concern for the entire nation. What happened later is a different story. Eventually, a political party was formed, and 7 years later, some time ago, there was a version 2.0 of the same protest done by Anna Hazare. And in spite of what many would believe, Lokpal per se is not a new issue. It is not a new issue now, or it was not a new issue even back in 2011. It has been around since the 1960s. And it's interesting to know a bit of its history to discuss what happened in 2011 and its aftermath. To discuss all this, I have with me Tanmay Kanitkar.
Hi, Sneha.
Tanmay, among many other things, has been a civic activist. He has worked on many civic and, so to say, socio-political issues, studied them in thorough fashion, and has been a part of and has been instrumental in shaping public opinion when it comes to Lokpal and India Against Corruption. So, to cut the long story short, Tanmay, where and how did Lokpal begin? What was it as a concept?
For the first time in 1960s, there was a group of parliamentarians as well as activists who thought that there should be an independent body to investigate the corruption charges on ministers and the government machinery. So for the first time in 1963, Parliament discussed the anti-corruption ombudsman machinery that they can have. But that debate ended there. Again in 1966, it was the first Administrative Reforms Commission that they suggested that there should be some body to investigate the corruption charges or allegations. But nothing happened. After that, in 1968, the first Lokpal bill was proposed in Parliament, which did not pass. And then nothing happened. Nothing happened for a long time, for almost 34 years.
Right.
And then in 2002, if I'm not wrong, the commission to review the working of the constitution recommended the appointment of Lokpal and Lokayukts in states.
Okay.
It also recommended that the prime minister should be kept out of its ambit.
Okay.
So that was the big issue. That's why I mentioned it here.
Yes.
Again, nothing happened after that. In 2005, the second Administrative Reforms Commission recommended that we should immediately implement the Lokpal concept.
Right.
And it should be implemented without delay, that's for sure. That's what they said in 2005. Again, nothing happened. And then there was a group of activists like Arvind Kejriwal and Prashant Bhushan who came up with the idea that we should bring back the Lokpal concept, again, bring it to in the front and ask the government to implement it now. That happened in 2011, early 2011. And that's when they contacted Anna Hazare. So that's how it all began.
Right.
And they started it in April 2011
right.
first.
Right.
Let's say these people came together, especially Anna Hazare, whom Maharashtra knew as a civic activist or as a socio-political activist. Let's not call political, as a social activist for a long time, even before Lokpal. He was sort of catapulted to the central or let's say to the national stage because of this particular
right.
thing.
Right.
And everybody was wearing caps saying, "I am Anna." Do you think all of them came together with this issue only? How did the Andolan or how did the protest materialize?
I don't think that any of them had any idea about how much this will be big.
Correct.
You know, it was all surprise for everyone, including
Correct.
The government, including the activists.
Correct.
Even Arvind Kejriwal and the Prashant Bhushan, they all were working at their own levels. In Delhi, in Rajasthan, some of them, and Anna Hazare in Maharashtra. He was always known for his anti-corruption crusades.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't a big issue for them to come together as a part of anti-corruption campaign. Lokpal was one of the things that brought them together, the Lokpal Act, the Lokpal Bill.
Right.
But the I think the idea was to have a big anti-corruption movement as such, so which is a vague concept, which actually worked at the backdrop of many scams that were getting exposed.
Totally. You
know, the 2G scam was the biggest one, yeah. And there was Colgate scam.
Yes. CWG.
It was all the environment was perfect for this kind of campaign, which is a bit of vague, talking about just corruption per se.
Yeah.
And Lokpal was just a word to give it a sense of shape, shape to that vague campaign.
Mm.
So it was a good campaign, I would say.
Mm.
It was a good strategy. They didn't actually mean every time. They didn't even talk about Lokpal every time.
Yeah.
They always talked about corruption.
And
that was the key to that success of that campaign, I would say.
I think it was a very clever thing, because if you look at the Indian mind, the common Indian man is always under this impression that everything around him is unfair because there's a lot of corruption in the system.
Absolutely.
So this particular statement that Kejriwal used very often, that "Bik chuki hai ye government,"
right,
which sort of became a catchphrase later. So that is a mood of a lot of common Indian men, and I think that's what appealed to the common man in India, right? Or is there any other factor that, you know, that pulled so many people to this campaign?
I think there were two to three factors which we need to take into consideration while talking about Lokpal Andolan. One of them is social media and the urban class.
Right.
I don't think any other campaign in recent times before 2011 has got that much attention in urban masses.
Right.
Barring Jessica Lal case. So, which played an instrumental role in gathering masses and spreading news, spreading lies, spreading rumors as well.
Right.
And spreading hatred and spreading awareness as well.
Right.
So that everything was new at that time, and that worked. And even I think Kejriwal is quite clever, and he worked really impressively in that during that period.
Yeah.
And he used all the symbols to mobilize the crowd. The I am Anna cap was one of the best symbols I've ever seen, probably.
Totally.
There was a slogan that
"Main
bhi Anna, tu bhi Anna, ab to sara desh hai
Anna."
So that was a symbol, and Anna Hazare became a symbol of sacrifice, a person who has dedicated all of his life.
People equated him to Mahatma Gandhi.
Exactly.
You know, actually, Tanmay, if you think about it, it sort of became an anti-climax of the whole situation, because Kejriwal and company, which was sort of heavily criticizing the then government, eventually became one of it, right? Because
right.
that Andolan sort of gave way to a formation of a political party. What do you think of it? A person who claims, who actually comes from the civil services, who says that I'm an activist and I am condemning government for all that government does, eventually ends up being a politician himself and enters the system. Would you say that if you want to change the system, you have to be a part of the system? What do you think about that, of Kejriwal's paradigm shift from an activist to a politician?
I think that was the most logical step after the campaign, forming a political party or being a part of a political party or political process. So some of them chose a political party and joined political party. Most of them joined BJP, which was in the opposition back then.
Right.
And Arvind Kejriwal and the other activists formed Aam Aadmi Party.
Correct.
That was pretty logical, because all the activists across the nation always face one criticism that you don't know how to run the government.
Correct.
We know how to run the government because people have chosen us. You have no backing of people.
Mm.
If you have people behind you, prove it through ballot.
Mm.
That's the challenge always politicians have given all the activists across the nation.
Totally.
So it made sense that if you are actually challenging the government, if you are saying that this government is not good enough to run this country, then show the world that you are capable of it.
Correct.
Or at least tell the word that who is capable of doing it. Some of them chose to tell who is capable of doing it, so they chose BJP and elected Narendra Modi. But Arvind Kejriwal thought that he should come forward and fight the election, contest the election, and fight against the mighty Sheila Dikshit back then. So he contested head on. I think it was pretty logical step after the campaign of that scale, particularly. You don't get that opportunity again. So
totally.
You have to convert it. Exactly.
So 7 years after that particular Andolan, there is still no Lokpal.
Right.
And Kejriwal has become the chief minister of Delhi, and Anna Hazare once again came forward to have another Andolan, but this time the response was not so great. The response was pretty lukewarm, is what we gather from the reports. Why is that?
I think it's because this government is not old enough. Secondly, there's no proper environment of corruption all around. You know, you get that sense.
Yeah.
You used to get that sense in 2011 that everybody is corrupt.
Yeah. This government has managed to retain most of the image as clean.
Yeah. So you don't have that anger in common people about the government, against the government. People won't be coming out against the government for Lokpal, because Lokpal was never the center point of any of this Andolan. This was always about corruption.
Correct.
And people, if people are not feeling that there is corruption, many of my friends are not feeling there is corruption.
Yeah.
They feel that there should be improvement in governance.
Mm.
But as far as corruption is concerned, they feel like this government is pretty clean.
Right. So they see no reason to join.
Right. So why to have Lokpal if there's if everything is fine? So we should push government for better infrastructure or for something like that. But Lokpal is non-issue for many of urban middle class.
Totally.
Which was the backbone of earlier Andolan.
Absolutely. I think if middle class had not supported it back then the Andolan would have gone nowhere.
Exactly. It wouldn't be the center point in media as well.
Now, looking at it holistically, I mean, consider all of this right from 1963, which you said that the concept originated. How has this Lokpal, quote unquote, as a concept and as a actual manifestation in practice, I'm talking about Andolan because Lokpal is still not installed.
Right.
So how has this affected Indian socio-political scene?
I think there are a few positives of this Andolan, which I think we should mention first.
Mm.
The first thing was the belief that voters got during that Andolan that we can shake this mighty government.
Correct.
Which was missing. There was a lot of pessimism in middle class, particularly urban middle class.
Mm.
So that belief was very important, and that's important in our democracy. That's good for democracy.
Mm.
So I think that was one of the positives that we got during that Andolan. Of course, it induced a lot of optimism in the middle class. And the third aspect, I think, was we realized the power of social media in socio-political field.
Right.
We always used it for networking as a tool to gather masses, to
mobilize.
Spread awareness, to mobilize masses.
Yeah.
So we understood the power of the particular tool.
Mm.
Now there are plenty of negatives, obviously.
Mm.
I feel one of the major problems was that we started looking everything in black and white.
Absolutely.
So, and that was I was very concerned about it back then as well. I had written an article in one of the newspapers. And many of my friend activists were very unhappy with me with that, because I said that not all politicians are bad, right? You can't just paint everyone black. We have been seeing that again and again, that we are more becoming like prone to only black and white kind of segregation.
Actually, in real life, nothing is only
black and white.
It's all gray.
Exactly. The second problem, I think, was that oversimplifying everything. The issues like corruption or governance or even caste system and all the issues that we are facing as Indian society are not simple, are very complex in nature. There are plenty of aspects around them, and we should take all of them into consideration and have a dialogue on it, have a debate on it. But that was missing. We oversimplified everything, and that was a part of black and white kind of simplification. So many of the activists who participated in Lokpal Andolan were very self-righteous. We are the most honest people on this planet.
Yeah.
And all other, if you're not with me, then you are corrupt. Then you are corrupt.
Which is again a black and white.
Which is again a black and white. And then it reflected in the frustration as well after Aam Aadmi Party losing badly in Lok Sabha elections.
Yeah.
Because many activists couldn't gather enough support through ballot. Like even Medha Patkar, I don't know what she thought after losing, but many around her or the people who supported them thought that agar itna hum kaam society karte phir bhi nahi jeet sakte to kya maza.
Correct.
What's the point in doing anything if we are not getting votes?
Mm.
Politics is not like that. Politics is pretty complex thing, and people won't go for you just because you're honest.
Correct.
That was kind of a lesson for everybody, including me. So we shouldn't be self-righteous and claiming that we are honest and everybody else is bad. And we should consider that politics is a complex phenomenon and you should treat it like that.
Yeah.
As far as current scenario of this Lokpal Act is concerned, the act was passed in 2013.
Right.
After the Andolan, then the UPA government passed the act under under pressure of the voters, which they thought that voters may throw them out of the power, which they did eventually.
They always did.
So, in 2013, Lokpal Act was passed, which was never implemented till date. The Lokpal Act has been seriously diluted by this current government, NDA government. To point out one thing, the Section 44 of the law laid down that the disclosure of the assets of public servants and their spouses and children was made effective in July 2016. In the same month, I guess, this government passed amendment to the Lokpal Act and removed that provision from the Act.
Yeah. The accountability factor of it has been removed.
Exactly. We have always been saying that Lokpal institution should be independent of the government. It should be a separate wing which can actually challenge the government machinery as well. There has always been questions whether the Lokpal will remain autonomous or not. But now the questions in many of the activists' mind is that whether it will be autonomous from the very beginning or not. So that's the biggest question. And when it will be implemented.
And I think nobody knows the answer to that question, because like most things in politics or most things in social sciences, you have a very idealistic setup in theory. But when it comes to actual people and actual real life scenario, things are very different from what...
Exactly.
That's what you realize after working in the field. Well, Lokpal has been a much discussed issue since its inception. It reached its peak in 2010-11 when the India Against Corruption movement was very, very strong. It eventually led a way of formation of a political party. And like I said, there's still no Lokpal. But silver lining is that people like Tanmay and a lot of people around me who were actually very passionately involved in this entire thing got a lesson or two. Tanmay, thank you very much for appearing on this podcast. We stop here for the time being until the next time when we meet again with a new story. Stay tuned.